I'm going to call this order of the San Jose Obispo Planning Commission to order today, and for this is October 11th. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Ortiz-Legg?
Here.
Commissioner Moultrie?
Here.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Chairman Harrison?
Here.
Would you all please let the record show that Commissioner Campbell is absent.
Thank you. Would you all please stand and join me in the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now we have time for public comment on items that are not on our agenda. If there's anything underneath our jurisdiction that you would like to talk about but are not on the agenda today, now's the time that you have an opportunity to do so. You could speak for 3 minutes, but we do not have any speaker requests. So seeing none, I'm going to close it to public comment and bring it back to the board. Planning staff updates.
Yes, good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Ellen Carroll. And with me today, I have Rob Fitzroy, our Deputy Planning Director, and he'll be sitting with you today. What I thought I would do is go over your upcoming schedule for the Planning Commission for the rest of the year. And all of these items are tentative until we notice them and the Commission's agenda is out. So your October 25th meeting is canceled. And so the next meeting that the Commission has would be on November 8th. We have a full day that day. We have two items on consent, a couple of time extensions, and then we have six items on your hearing agenda. The first item is cannabis ordinance amendments, and we have that scheduled for 180 minutes. We're hoping that the Commission will be able to get through that, but if not, then we have some time on the afternoon of November 16th. That's a Friday at 1:30. We have that held for the Commission in case you can't get through those amendments. It's important for the Commission to get through them because we do have a board date that we need to make sure that we make the Commission completes it so that we can get the item to the board in December. So the other items on November 8th tentative are People's Self-Help Housing Project, which is in San Luis Obispo area. That's a conditional use permit. We have an AT&T project for a wireless communication facility on Sway Creek in South County area. Actually, so a little bit north of Sway Creek Road in South County area. We have a Golden State Water Company, a water tank replacement in Los Osos. Your fifth item is a Public Works Department water improvement. It's time extension for some water improvements in Cayucas. It's for the water tank in Cayucas, and that's a third time extension. And then your last item is slow cultivation, which is a cannabis project, and that's in the Napomo area. So you have a full day on November 8th. Your next meeting after November 8th is actually December 13th, and at this time, it's a little bit early, so I don't have a list of projects that will be on that, but as they come on, we'll update the Commission on that. And that's all I have unless the Commission has questions.
Any questions?
I have a couple of questions and then a little comment. First, my first question is, do we have a quorum for the 16th of November?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good. My other, this is really a comment, and that is I appreciate that we receive the general plan status report and by email, and we receive the priority report that's going to the board. What I'm disappointed in is that those were not agendized. And so it's hard. They're really kind of interesting to us, even if it's just a receive and file. We can't talk about them without awkwardly with regard to the Brown Act unless they're on an agenda. And they have been in at least the general plan status report has been in the past. And again, I know it's not something that we take an action on necessarily, but there's interesting stuff that's really germane to our work, and it never gets on an agenda, and so we really can't talk about it.
So you're talking about the priorities report that just went to the board and also
the general plan status report,
right.
Annual report.
So I'll let the director know, and we will get back with the commission and let you know about that.
Yeah, I think I might talk with the director as well. Just,
great.
Just, it's not a big criticism. It's just, think of it from our perspective. These are important, interesting documents, and as a group, we can't talk about them unless someone puts them on the agenda.
Right.
Thanks.
Right. All right. Thank you for those.
Thank you.
Do you have anything, Jake?
No.
All right. Then we'll start with our first item of business. Ramona, would you like to introduce it?
Hearing item number one is a continued request by AT&T Mobility, Joe and Linda Lippe, for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2017-00017, Supervisorial District Number 5, Project Manager Holly Phipps.
Good morning, Chairman Harrison and members of the Planning Commission. Holly Phipps, Project Manager. The project was originally heard before your commission on July 26th and was continued off calendar to today. The applicant is requesting to continue that project off calendar. The direction received from your commission at the last meeting was for AT&T Mobility to return on October 11th with the following information. Look into the technical feasibility of moving the proposed cell tower 100 feet northwest or west within the same property. An updated alternative analysis, photo sims, and a tree and planting plan. The applicant is requesting additional time to complete that additional information. When staff receives that information and has had time to review that information, the planning department will re-notice the revised project to a date certain. With that, staff is, on behalf of the applicant, would like to request a continuance off calendar.
Does staff have any comments?
Is there anyone here who wanted to speak to
you? Yeah, that was my next question. Is there anyone here that would like to speak to this item? I don't have any speaker's request. If not, I would entertain a motion.
Yes, I would like to move to continue this item to a date uncertain off calendar.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Moltari?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz-Legg?
Yes.
Chairman Harrison?
Yes.
Thank you.
Please introduce the next item.
Hearing item number two is a request by GMFL Incorporated and Sungrown Wellness Incorporated for a conditional use permit. County file number DRC 2018-00072. Supervisorial District Number 5, Project Managers Mindy Fogg and Jay Johnson.
Good morning, Chairman Harrison and members of the Planning Commission. I'm Mindy Fogg, representing planning staff, here to present on the proposed conditional use permit for Sungrown Wellness and GMFL. The CUP would establish two commercial cannabis uses, GMFL distribution, and Sungrown Wellness mobile delivery service. Both businesses would operate daily between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. and would employ a total of 6 people. These operations would utilize an existing office building and parking lot. And new development would be limited to minor tenant improvements, including installation of security and odor control systems, and the addition of 2 outdoor storage units, and placement of security fencing. The project is located at 22601 El Camino Real in Santa Margarita. It is designated for commercial services and is surrounded by commercial, industrial, and residential uses. This aerial shows the site conditions of the quarter-acre parcel. It's situated between a fuel supply company here and a trucking company over here. The proposed project has been found to comply with all of the standards in the land use ordinance for cannabis uses, as summarized briefly here in this table, including the provisions for setbacks, for security and odor management, and for off-street parking. On this site plan, El Camino Real, or Highway 58, is at the top of your screen, and on the right-hand side is the access to the secured parking where two standard parking and two ADA-compliant parking spaces are proposed. The existing building is outlined here in red, and the proposed storage units would be located here behind a wooden fence that screens the back of the property from public view. This parcel has an existing chain link fence that's shown here in green, but the applicants are proposing a new security fence shown here in blue. And the southwest side of the property would be left in open space here. On this floor plan, Highway 58 is at the bottom of your screen here. And the right-hand side of the building would be used by GMFL Distribution. They would use this office space here and this garage space here. And then Sungrown Wellness on the left-hand side would utilize this office space here and a secure storage room here for their products. These are the structural elevations. The southwest-facing side is the back of the building here, and the front of the building would face Highway 58. And this photo shows the front of the building with that door being the door to the Sungrown Wellness side. And this shows the drive access to the secured parking lot. So the existing office building would be here on your right-hand side of this photo. And then this photo is taken standing by the existing building and looking south. So you can see the trucking company operation in the distance. These sheds are on the project property but are not proposed to be used. And the secure fencing would be in front of those sheds right about here. And the open space area I mentioned would be over here. And then this photograph shows where the outdoor storage units would be located, and you can see the wooden screening fence in the background there. A Class 1 categorical exemption under CEQA for existing facilities has been applied to the project, and no significant environmental impacts have been identified. So staff recommends that the findings for approval be made and that the conditional use permit be approved subject to the conditions in the staff report. And staff's available for any questions the commission may have.
Mr. Martori.
Thank you. Thanks for the report. I do have several questions for you, actually.
Great.
First of all, we have two applicants for one permit. And some of the conditions will apply to the entire lot. Normally, it would just run with the land, and we wouldn't care. But in this case, it really does. It is contingent on who the applicants are. So are we sure that the condition, can we make sure that the conditions apply to the property regardless of who ultimately is operating? One could go out of business, but the parking is for both. So we might need to change the conditions a little bit to reference that, maybe. I also have a question about the findings. One of the findings that you're suggesting that we make, if I can get to those, is finding number letter H. And it says, the cannabis distribution facility operating plan demonstrates proper protocols. Well, but we're not shown the operating plan. That wasn't included in our materials. So I don't think we can make that finding. We could make a finding that says county staff has reviewed the operating plan and reports that it demonstrates proper protocols. But we can't make a finding that it does because we've never seen it. So just to be clear that so. Okay. A couple of other things. On the site plan, it shows that the driveway is concrete, but of course it's not now. So are they proposing to pave that in some way?
Through the chair, they're not proposing to add any pavement at this time. Santa Margarita Fire Department does not require any additional payment for access to that back area, and nor does Public Works. But if for any reason the pavement is needed, it can be required.
I'm just clarifying the stuff that was submitted to us, and it doesn't match what's out there. A couple other questions. The staff report says that there is no front yard setback, but maybe I'm wrong about this, but the Santa Margarita design plan says that all street yards for non-residential buildings shall be 10-foot minimum, and for storage yards, it says that landscaping should be planted within the setbacks at least 5 feet deep, It speaks to fencing and says solid fencing materials should not be substituted for chain link fencing with or without slats. So maybe I'm reading the design guidelines wrong, but it seems like at least for the storage area, we have at least a bit of a conflict there. And I don't know how big a deal it is or not, but I didn't see that as conforming. With regard to climate-controlled shipping, does that mean that it's going to be refrigeration units on those things, and will they be running all the time? Do we know that? Or maybe that's an applicant's question. But when they come up, I don't
know. Yeah, we can talk to the applicants.
Sure.
They do show, they provided specifications for generators that would allow for environmental controls. Mm-hmm. As needed. I think because those storage units are meant to address fluctuations in inventory, I think it's going to be on an as-needed basis.
Okay. I'm sorry, there was just a lot of questions when I went out and looked at it. And I'm not sure any of these are big deals, but I think it's fair to have them clarified. We talk about a condition that says any activities in the public right-of-way will require an encroachment permit. Are there activities in the right-of-way besides the driveway?
No, there's no activities proposed in the right-of-way. I confirm that with the applicants.
Okay. Does the existing landscaping extend into the right-of-way? Maybe Glenn has an answer to that.
Sure. Glenn Marshall, County Public Works. Actually, the right-of-way is maintained by Caltrans. It's under their authority. I believe the referral was sent to Caltrans, and I don't believe they had any concerns, if my memory serves me correctly.
All right. So we're not worried about an encroachment.
That is correct.
Okay. And I guess my last one, well, it can wait. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. Let's see. Under correspondence received, there were some comments about the septic system. And I believe staff says project has been conditioned to provide evidence to the building division that existing septic system is adequate to serve proposed uses. Where in the conditions of use is that?
That is condition number 13. And the verification will likely require a licensed contractor, that C42 license, to verify.
You're right, I missed that. And then there was a letter asking about the water, and I know that there's no water system there. So is the water from an existing well adequate?
It is. They actually do have access through C23 for water. It's not a well. It's not an on-site well for water.
Okay. So water would be from a purveyor, existing purveyor, not a well.
Yes, okay. Correct.
So that commenter must have been wrong. That's all I have.
Mr. Chairman, Jay Johnson, planning staff. Before we go to the open to the public, I wanted to respond to a couple of Commissioner Moltari's questions, and then we'll be working on others. So first, the land use permit does run with the land. So if one of these lessees left and he brought someone else in to operate this, so the land use permit, it runs with the land, and they could bring in someone new if these people were to leave and operate the businesses. So that's their privilege as a landowner to do that. Mindy and I will look at the conditions and make sure that they are consistent with that notion that the, well, it's not a notion, it's the fact that the land use permit runs with the land. Staff will also review finding H to clarify the language with finding H, and then we'll look at the landscaping in front of the storage area to make sure that's consistent with the design plan, and then we'll hear from the applicant on their climate controlled systems for their storage. And that's all I have for right now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay, at this time, if the applicant would like to come forward and make a presentation, you have 10 minutes.
Good morning, members of the Planning Commission. My name is Summer Shahan, and I am here today to represent Sungrown Wellness, Inc., located in Santa Margarita. Sungrown Wellness is a non-storefront delivery service that has served medical patients in SLO County in the past, and we hope to be permitted to continue to serve them in the future. Sungrown Wellness will work closely with GMFL for locally sourced products. Sungrown Wellness and GMFL intend on setting the standard for the cannabis industry in SLO County. We hope that our cooperation and compliance will be recognized by the board and commission as what a cannabis business should look like. We have worked hard to expedite our application with completeness and compliance. Mindy Fogg from Rincon has worked closely with us to ensure we have addressed every concern. Our building located in Santa Margarita will be for non-storefront dispensary and distribution only. The definition of non-storefront dispensary is that the facility will be for storage only. Our drivers will arrive, load up the day's orders, and leave for the day to deliver medical cannabis to patients' homes. Distribution will help supply the delivery service. No cannabis will be sold from this location, and it is not open to the public. Sungrown Wellness is a mom-and-pop business. Our family has lived here and done business here for over 20 years. We've raised our children here and just want the opportunity to do legal business and support our family. We have owned a construction business, a cleaning business, and a jewelry store in this county. This business is by far the hardest yet. We are in this business not only to help people, but also to make a living. Because of this, we would like to make economically responsible decisions when addressing some of the issues of concern. Before addressing some of the issues of concern that may come up, we would first like to give a brief history. We were given the guidelines for zoning from the county in November. It took us 5 months to find a compliant location within the restrictive zoning the county set. And then we had to pay a year's lease for the building before knowing if it would be approved, as well as the $20,000 application fee and over $20,000 to clean up the dilapidated property. 7 months later, we have yet to be permitted to legally occupy the building or do any business there, and our lease is up in March. As our traffic report reflects, there will be little to no traffic impact from our business in comparison to previous businesses at this same address. We will generate very little noise, only vehicle noise, certainly no more than the passing train less than a few hundred feet away. Again, we are in the commercial services zone in compliance with the county ordinance. We will be using carbon filter scrubbers to eliminate any smell from the facility. The last thing we want is for our business to emit smell that could attract the wrong kind of attention. Our security will be up to state and local standards and inspected by our local sheriff's department. Again, the last thing we want is for anyone to be able to gain access to the property without permission, risking theft and loss. With regards to appearance, we have maintained the building's original facade, staying with the Santa Margarita design plan. The lighting will also stay within the perimeters of the Santa Margarita design plan. We do not want excessive electricity bills or obtrusive lights on any more than necessary, risking possibly offending our neighbors. We would like to remain as low-key as possible. Because of this, we will be using the original land use office sign rather than any signage to alert the public as to what type of business is being conducted. We have actually improved this property quite a bit in order to use it. It was dilapidated with several large broken-down RVs where the homeless often stayed and stored their trash and hoarded items. I am sure the neighbors have noticed. It is in much better condition than it was a year ago. We will not stand out as an offensive business, but rather a normal business operating to industry standards and beyond. In keeping with the look and feel of Santa Margarita, we will not be changing the historic look of the building. Our neighbors are also in commercial services, so our business will fit right in with the zoning and compatibility. We will keep our landscaping clean and neat, as well as our pedestrian walkway clear of any obstructions. We will be providing low street lighting for the community to continue safely using the walkway while staying within the Santa Margarita design plan guidelines. Our business will be closed at 8 p.m. as to not attract unwanted attention and keep the town operating at its desired small town feel. We ask for the public's respect and our desire to do a business that is now legal and approved by voters and our county. We have done everything the county has asked of us to date. For those of you who think this business will change the way of life or community of Santa Margarita, keep in mind that it has been here medically legal since 1997 without incident. The only difference is that now it will be regulated by state and local authority. Our main goal is to provide safe, legal access to non-addictive or habit-forming medicine, a plant-based medicine rather than a chemical-based pharmaceutical. We have served over 2,000 patients in need in this county, many with chronic or fatal diseases. Many have gotten off their addictive medications and now rely solely on cannabis. We have gained and lost friends in this business. We are more than just a delivery service. And sometimes we are the only people our patients see for days. I appreciate your time today and hope this helps you understand our purpose at this location. This has been a long road for us, and I appreciate all the work everyone has put into bringing us to this day. We are here and available for any questions you may have and respectfully request your support on this project.
Could you do one thing for me?
Sure.
Repeat your name.
Summer Shahan. Summer, like the season? Shahan.
Did you get it? Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before you go?
Yeah.
We do have some questions from the board for you.
You mentioned that you would keep the landscaping. Apart from the use, which fits into that zoning,
okay.
You know, we obviously haven't decided yet, but you certainly have attended to the cannabis regulations. But part of our job, too, is to make sure that, in your own words, that you want this to what a cannabis business should look like. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned about, I went out to the property and looked at it, and it's kind of a mess right now.
Right.
There's weeds and the star thistle, and the slats are broken on the fence in the front and all that stuff. So if we had a condition that said that you would clean up the property and put in new landscaping and maintain it, would that be a problem for you?
No, and the reason why it's in the condition it is now is because, we're not allowed to occupy the space currently, but also we've already spent so much money to get to this point until we really had an approval.
I understand. I'm just saying it.
But if we had to, we would. The landscaping that's there in the front of the building is, some rose bushes and stuff.
Right.
And we tried to kind of maintain what's already there so we weren't using any extra water or anything like that.
You probably don't have – those probably just need to be cleaned up.
Oh, they need to – yes, absolutely.
By the driveway. Mm-hmm. That really is kind of a mess.
It was clean a couple months ago.
Before it rained?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I just had a question, too, about the climate control and the odor filtration. Is that a motor, an engine, or something that runs more? How much and how
long? I don't really know the specs on that.
Okay.
The guy from GMFL, Matt, would be able to answer that question better than I would.
Great. And then my last question is, on your plans, you showed the driveway as concrete, but as a matter of fact, you're not going to pave that. Is that correct?
I believe it's like a road base.
It is.
And
it's
unless,
like DG
you know,
or something.
Unless we're required to do that, we were planning just to leave
just,
it as it is.
Just wanted to clarify what you were doing to the property. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Could whomever is going to tell us about the noise come to the podium, please? Because I'm interested in that also.
Matt Antony, I'm with GMFL. For the storage containers, they're going to be independently power supplied by a generator that sits on the back of them, so they will not be plugged into the regular grid. Primary reason why we got those was because we have some product that needs to be temperature controlled at all times, and we got a letter from PG&E that said that you know, occasionally we might have our power shut off. So we want to have the ability to have independent climate-controlled storage, and if the power went out, we can just transfer product over. As they mentioned, this is not our primary storage. This is more of kind of a secondary storage.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
What's the decibel level off-site of that generator that you're going to be running?
Decibel levels, I would need to check the specs, but I do know that they would not run it in the evening hours at all. If they were to run, they would be running during the day, and that would only be if they were in use. You know, I wouldn't want to speculate on the decibel level right now.
But the generators are in the rear of the storage units facing the railroad. Is that right?
I think the way we have them would be the other way around, where the generators were on towards the front of the property. But I think we're pretty flexible on that. You know, if you guys want to have us switch them around. What we wanted to make sure is the entrances, the containers, were properly covered from a security camera standpoint.
You get what we're at.
Totally.
We just want to make sure.
It's loud, and it's right there versus away from the street.
Yeah, want to get them away from the street and make sure people across the street who are in that single-family zone don't hear them.
We've also phased them in that if this is a part of the project we decide not to do the storage containers, we might not choose to do that. But
that's
we wanted to get approval for them if that may be the case.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Jay Johnson, planning staff. We have a pretty successful operating portion of our ordinance, the noise standards in our ordinance that would require any equipment such as that to be baffled if it exceeded our thresholds. Mindy's done some preliminary research into that. It looks like that type of equipment could be on the border with our thresholds, but if it exceeds it, you shut it down, you don't use it until it's fixed. It's that simple. So since it's in our ordinance, your commission could add a condition of approval, but you don't have to. It's 50. Yes.
Okay. Is there nothing else for staff? I have a couple requests for public input. A Michael Joseph. Yeah, you have 3 minutes. If anyone else would like to have public input, make comment on this. Please turn in one of these forms.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for letting me speak briefly. My name is Michael Joseph. My family and myself have a small farm and ranch in Santa Margarita going 3 generations. We also do industrial hemp and cannabis. We'll be partnering in this project with my son, with the family venture moving forward. I have long-standing relationships with this town, and I love this town. I raised my kids there, and they want to raise their kids there, so we have every intent on being respectful to our neighbors. We work with those neighbors. My truck is at one of their yards right now being worked on. I come from a background in sustainability and fisheries management with Native American tribes throughout the Western Continental and through Mexico. And Pelagic Sustainability Foundation. So off topic a little, the same reefer truck that we use in fish would be the same reefer container that you see used for produce for grapes during harvest. You'll see them lined up along Santa Margarita Road. They're everywhere. I don't have the decimals of what they produce, but it's next to nothing. And when you have them at the bow as opposed to the stern, fishing, when they're at the front, that noise moves backwards because it's going blowing. So it would be headed for the train tracks. In closing, I'd just like to thank you again, and I'll be available for any questions, and I respectfully request you can support this project. Any question before I...
No?
Perfect.
Okay, our next speaker is Summer. You already spoke.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to.
And then Sean Donahoe. And following Sean Donahoe will be Matt Davis. Matt Davis, would you come to the other side? And as soon as he's through, you can start.
Hi, my name is Sean Donahoe. I know the project applicant very well. I also know the project and cannabis regulations throughout the state really well. Done a lot of work in regulations and on the cannabis industry, as well as working throughout other local jurisdictions. And obviously, this is an exciting time to have this presented here. I would point, there was a comment before about operating conditions and making sure. I'm sure there's other conditions that are components of the local ordinance to require state licensure in every manner. I would point to that as nothing to take without some considerable level of consideration. The requirements of state regulation and state licensure are very excessive. The requirement to file standard operating procedures, the requirements to conform in every manner towards sound or light or other sort of operational conditions really were scripted at the state level because this is now a universal activity with licensure that should operate and function from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. So a lot of these operating conditions actually are in a way almost superseded by the state regulatory reach that's been extended onto this industry. So that's sort of the one comment. Obviously, I would be excited to see the first distribution business open up in the county, because I believe that that's a crucial function as well that serves the product testing as well as the levying of taxes. And I don't think that that should be also underestimated as well. Thank you.
All right. Good morning. My name is Matthew Davis. I've been guiding Matt and Summer a bit through the Slo County permit process. I wanted to address, there's a lot of concerns about the storage containers, and I wanted to point out that those two containers will each have a separate building permit of their own, and they'll go through the whole process of a building permit through planning and building. I do want to point out that in the report, it says the proposed project is consistent with Slo County General Plan, as cannabis distribution and dispensaries are allowable uses and are consistent with all general plan policy. So this is an allowed use within the county. And obviously, I would also like to see the support of this project. It is potentially the first one in the county. And also like to point out, we have employed the help of a local architect who will be guiding us through the tenant improvement, signing all the plans for that. And if you do have any questions about that, please direct them towards me. Thank you.
Wait.
Yes?
Why do you need a permit for a portable building?
What's that?
These are portable units.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need a building permit for a portable unit?
Because Mike Stoker told me I do. When he says that, I don't question him. I just say, yes, sir.
Okay.
Rob Fitzroy. Just to shed a little bit of light on that, it's generally just a building code requirement. When you have employees and it's going to be an occupied space, it needs to meet certain California building code requirements.
Thank you. Did you want to speak? Please state your name.
My name is Marie Roth, and I'm a Templeton resident. I was a little nervous to come up today because this is quite an emotional issue. I've known Summer for quite a long time, and I just wanted to speak to their credibility and just how absolutely diligent she's been throughout this entire process. It has not been easy. She's been a trooper, as has her team. She's also been extremely respectful for the process, and I could not think of a more qualified applicant than Sungrown Wellness, as well as the distribution operation that will be next to them. The problem is distribution in this county, and they are the solution, especially for North County at this time. There is literally no way for patients to obtain these products legally at this time, and the approval of this project will actually make that possible to be legal and on the consumer side. consumers are very concerned also where it is that they can obtain these products, and they want to do business with a legally licensed operation. Some of the products that you may see out on store shelves right now are CBD products that are actually coming from outside the country that are not subject to the same regulation and testing standards as their products will be. So absolutely, 100% would be behind the approval of this project. Thank you very much.
I don't have any other speaker slips, and seeing none other, if there's no one else who wants to speak, I'm going to close it to public comment, bring it back to the board. Do you have any questions?
I don't.
Comments?
I have comments. One is, this is an appropriate zone for this type of use. It seems like a reasonable location for it as well. Seems like the applicants have been diligent in complying with the county regulations. So I don't have a problem at all with voting to approve this use permit. But what I am interested in is the scope of the use permit includes not just the cannabis aspect of the business, but its appearance and things like that. And I would like to see a condition that would require the area around the driveway to be landscaped, and a condition that would require the fencing to be repaired, and that landscaping and fencing be maintained. I'm not a real fan of slats in as an approach to fencing, and actually the guidelines suggest that we ought not to do that, but this is an existing condition, and I don't think it would be necessary in this case to have them redo the whole fencing thing. I'm sorry that cannabis is the way it is, that we have to put razor wire on top of our fences, but I understand why people would feel that is necessary. So with that kind of a condition that would address the appearance of the front yard, I think I'd be able to support this. Going through the conditions, though, and this was what is confusing, condition 17 says that they have to get an encroachment permit from Public Works, probably just a standard condition that slipped in there.
When Marshall with County Public Works, yes, it is.
Okay.
We can remove that condition.
And so maybe there's room to put in a new condition with regard to the appearance of the front yard and for landscaping and maintaining the repairing and maintaining the fencing.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Jay Johnson, planning staff. Staff has a revision to finding H to present to you. We are striking 17 and adding, we have a condition to present to you regarding front yard landscape and fence repair. And then I would add, if we could put quickly the site plan on the screen, you'll note on the site plan the 10-foot setback. The existing building encroaches in that front yard setback. It's legal non-conforming. The building exists, so we don't have to move the building. Right. Just wanted to point that out.
Right.
So with that, Mindy can share with your commission the revised amendment to finding H in our proposed condition for landscape and fencing repair.
Okay. I was just going to say that was just my opinion. I haven't heard anybody else up here say that they were worried about that, but go ahead.
So with finding H, it would be rewritten and would read as county staff has reviewed cannabis distribution facility operating plan and found that it demonstrates proper protocols and procedures that address enforcement priorities for cannabis activities, including ensuring that it will not be open to the public, that the site will have security fencing, that it will restrict access to minors, and ensuring that cannabis and cannabis products are limited to those obtained from and supplied to other permitted licensed sources within the state and not distributed out of state.
That works for me.
Okay, moving on to the conditions. This would become new condition number 7, Prior to issuance of county business license, the applicant shall submit to the Department of Planning and Building for review and approval a landscape plan to enhance the front setback area. We can also add and driveway area.
It's actually the driveway that's the most concern to me than the front. Because that's already landscaped. It just needs to be fixed up.
And I should probably note at this time that driveway, it's actually a separate parcel owned by the county. It's Yerba Buena Avenue. Is that driveway there? But that's not a problem. We can still condition for landscaping improvement there.
Well, let's just see.
That is a platted road on the subdivision for Santa Margarita. It's not a county-owned parcel. It's just an easement, but it's just an offer of dedication for an easement. So technically, the property owner owns to the center line. We have no authority on it until it's actually accepted into the county maintenance system, which we will not be doing.
But is it on this property or someone else's property?
Well, I'd have to look at the map, but typically they own to the center of the easement, either side. So the property owners would own their half. So if this gentleman, and we can't condition them to landscape beyond their half of the, but you could, but you shouldn't.
So they could landscape the half of the road that's on their side of their...
Yes, I just don't know where that half ends. I can't certify that.
So going back to the condition, we can condition that the landscape plan enhance both the front setback area and the driveway area in conformance with the design standards, and that it include repair of the existing wooden fence as necessary.
Sure. That's the intent. And obviously, it would only apply to their property. They can't go off-site. But they're going to be using, it sounds like they're going to use that other site for
Correct.
Their driveway.
Correct.
And I don't know. I don't think we want to open that can of worms, do we?
That's okay, because technically, the subdivision created that platted that map, that whole easement is for the benefit of everyone in that subdivision. So they can use that as an easement, an access easement.
Okay.
They could probably plant in it, that gets into a civil issue that I'd...
Right. Well, maybe they could at least cut the weeds down.
Absolutely. Maintain it.
And get rid of the yellow star thistle that's growing there, which is the most insidious invasive we have. Okay.
Okay. And the other change that was made is that we are deleting what is currently condition 17 regarding encroachment permits.
I would just ask the other commissioners, is there any concern about the noise, or are we satisfied that the noise ordinance will take care of it?
I think the noise ordinance will take care of it. I think you have to consider that down the street there's a distribution center of beer and other things that are there's lots of going on there in that corridor. So I'm not concerned. Thank you.
Mr. Brown.
Just a comment. It'll be interesting as these types of projects work their way through the odor issue and what standards there are and whether or not carbon filtering is big enough or not big enough and where do you draw the line. So I'm sure that we'll be confronting that at some point, but nobody knows now.
I think it's a good project.
If there's no other comments, then I would move approval of the conditional use permit with the revised finding H as shown by staff and with the revised condition, whatever number it turns out to be, regarding landscaping and fencing.
I second.
I have a motion and a second. Ramona, would you call the roll, please?
So the motion to clarify is revised finding H, condition 7, property cleanup, and condition 17 being deleted.
Correct.
Who is the second again, please?
Commissioner Ortiz-Legg.
Okay. Commissioner Moltari?
Yes.
Commissioner Ortiz-Legg?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Chairman Harrison?
Yes. Do I have a motion to take job, Mandy?
Thank you.
All testimony.
I would move that we take all testimony and materials into the record.
Any second?
Second.
I have a motion to second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed?
And then a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
So moved.
I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion to second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
We're done.
Thank you very much. This meeting's adjourned.
Good luck.